Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. Two federal judges have handed the government setbacks in the war on terrorism. A judge in Virginia made it harder to deny a lawyer to Yasser Issam Hamdi, an American-born man captured in Afghanistan. Prosecutors say he is an enemy combatant, but the judge wants the government to prove it. Another judge allowed a three-month delay in the trial of Zacharias Massawi, who's accused of taking part in the attacks on September 11. NPR's Barbara Bradley has more.
The evidence in the Massawi trial is, according to the attorneys assigned to assist him, enough to sink a boat. The prosecution has handed over hundreds of CD-ROMs detailing everything the U.S. government has learned about the 9/11 attacks. Faced with the tidal wave of evidence, Massawi asked Leonie Brinkema, the federal judge overseeing the case, for a delay. So did the attorneys appointed to help him. In a ruling yesterday, Judge Brinkema granted the delay. Although the right to a speedy trial is a legitimate concern, she wrote, this court's paramount concern is ensuring the defendant receive a fair trial. She gave the defendant until January 6, an extra 3 months, to prepare. The federal public defender in the case, Frank Dunham, said that is enough time to figure out a defense. Dunham could use the extra time. He's also handling the case of Yasser Issam Hamdi. Hamdi was captured in Afghanistan and then brought to the United States when the military learned he's a U.S. citizen. He's been held since April in the Navy brig in Norfolk. The government says Hamdi is an enemy combatant, and as such, he has no legal rights, including the right to meet with an attorney. In a feisty hearing earlier this week, federal judge Robert Dumas demanded to know why the government designated Hamdi an enemy combatant in the first place. Clearly, the judge said, the government should have a good reason to classify an American citizen an enemy combatant. The government attorney said the only evidence he could provide is a two-page declaration by Michael Mobbs, a special advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense. It had the barest of facts, but the attorney said to say more would harm national security. In a scathing order issued yesterday, Judge Dumas said that wasn't enough. The Mobbs declaration, he wrote, is little more than the government's say-so. If the court were to accept the declaration as sufficient justification for detaining Hamdi, he continued, the court would be acting as little more than a rubber stamp. Then, as he has before, Dumas ordered the government to give him additional material, which he would read in secret. The judge gave a deadline of Wednesday night. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.